Shalom, everybody! In the beginning of Parshas Tazria, we hear about tzara'as, a spiritual disease of the skin or clothing or even someone's home. And the Gemara in Maseches Erchin Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph quotes Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani in the name of Rav Yochanan, who says that a person would be punished with tzara'as for seven reasons, seven sins, including lashon hara, taking an oath in vain, etc. The Torah tells us that when a Kohen declares that a person has tzara'as, that person must leave town and sit outside of the camp. And the Torah then says in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Memhei, that person with tzara'as must wear torn clothing, and they must have disheveled hair, and they must wear a veil or a hood, and v'tamei, tamei yikra, that person must call out, they must scream out, I'm tamei. As they leave town. What's the reasoning behind this last mitzvah? Why must a person with tzara'as call out tamei tamei? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, and many other mefarshim say that someone with tzara'as must yell out tamei tamei so that other people will avoid him. He is tamei, and they must know not to get too close to him or to touch him so that they too do not become tamei. This idea is very similar to the Gemara in Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that when someone passes away, chas v'shalom, they of course must be buried. And the Gemara says that the place where he or she is buried must be clearly marked so that people won't accidentally be in contact with that grave and become tamei. The Gemara says that the proof for this halacha, that graves must be marked clearly, comes from our pasuk. Just like a person with tzara'as must clearly identify as tamei so that no one becomes tamei because of them, so too must a kever be marked and identified so that no one becomes tamei from it. That's Rashi, and that's other mefarshim about why the Mitzora calls out tamei, tamei. It's also important to remember that as the tamei is leaving town, everyone has to walk away from them, stay away from them, because not only are they tamei spiritually, but they're also tamei in terms of their sins. Stay away from me. I've made mistakes. Don't learn from me. That's also perhaps a lesson we can learn from Rashi and these other mefarshim. Rav Yosef Bechor Shor, one of the Balei Tosfos from the 12th century, also agrees with Rashi, and then he also adds an additional explanation as to why we say Tamei. Tamei, this is found on our Pasuk, in Rav Yosef Bechor Shor's Perush to our Pasuk. He says that a person with tzara'as, who is so uncomfortable physically, who is in such a challenging place psychologically, and it was also in such a challenging place spiritually because of all of the sins that he or she has committed in order to deserve and receive that tzara'as in the first place, a person like that, with all these challenges and with all these struggles, is in need of our tfilos. So the Torah tells us, tamei tamei yikra, let them call out, I'm tamei. And in that way, everyone who sees him or her will be roused to daven for them. The Bechor Shor quotes the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, which says exactly that. The Gemara quotes our Pasuk, and then says, Tzarich lahodia tza'aro l'rabim, v'rabim yevakshu alav rachamim. He must announce his pain to everyone by declaring tamei tamei, and they'll daven for him. And this is a powerful and important message for us. If chas v'shalom someone is sick, or in danger, or in need of any kind of special tfilos, the Gemara recommends sharing that pain with others, and people will be roused and stirred to daven for them. I'll add parenthetically that this Gemara and this message is not just a message for someone who needs our tfilos, chas v'shalom. It's also a message for everyone else. Sometimes people around us are declaring tamei tamei in their own words, in their own language, in their own body language. And sometimes those words and that language is not so clear, it's not so blatant. But our job is to be aware of that kind of language, to be attuned to other people's cries, to pay attention to other people's pain. And in addition, of course, to offering physical assistance, we must daven for them and beg Hashem that He remove other people's pain and discomfort. That's the Bechor Shor. And finally, we have the Shla HaKadosh, Rav Yeshaya Shemaya Halevi Horowitz, who died in 1630. The Shla on our Parsha says, and by the way, the Kli Yakar says something similar, that he offers another way to understand why a person with Tzara'as calls out Tamei Tamei. The Shla quotes the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Ayin Amar Aleph. That Gemara quotes Shmuel, who says that when one person criticizes another person, very often, Bimumo Posil. Very often we criticize another person with the very mum, the very blemish, the very fault that we ourselves have. Rather than look inward and reflect and try to change our own mum, our own fault, we often lash out and accuse the other person of exactly that fault, Bimumo Posil. The Shla says that when a Metzora leaves camp and begins his journey to exile, he'll call out to other people, you are Tamei, you are Tamei. Rather than look inward and see how he can change and how he can improve himself, he lashes outward and calls everyone else Tamei. Tamei, Tamei, Yikra. Everyone else is Tamei but him. That, of course, is part of the curse of a sinner. And it's a powerful message for you and for me. We all have faults. We all have sins, unfortunately. Rather than point our finger outward, we must learn how to look inward and change. Have an amazing day, everyone.